This is an astounding number. More than 4 million Venezuelans have fled their country's economic and political crisis in the past 5 years. Most cross the border into neighboring countries like Colombia, but some of President Nicolas Maduro's most powerful opponents have regrouped on the other side of the Atlantic.
I live with my wife and two of our sons in Madrid.
This Venezuelan exile runs one of his country's last remaining independent newspapers from his apartment in the Spanish capital. Jennifer Omani recently paid him a visit.
The editor of Venezuela's El Nacional newspaper is fielding phone calls and catching up on his publication's podcast.
From here, I can manage the lines of editorial lines. It's very fast. I mean, you have internet, you have all this type of new communication.
Miguel Enrique Otero sends out the day's top stories to his 5,000 WhatsApp subscribers and 1.8 million Twitter followers right from his couch in Madrid.
I think Madrid is the best city to live outside Caracas, of course, my city.
Otero has lived in Spain since May 2015. That's when El Nacional republished a story accusing a senior member of President Nicolas Maduro's government of narco-trafficking, and the official filed a defamation suit.
The judge took measures against everybody, and at that moment I was in Israel, so I just stayed outside Venezuela. I didn't go back.
With an arrest warrant hanging over him, Otero fled to Spain with his family. They now live in a duplex apartment in a chic neighborhood in Madrid. He's well aware that his existence is a world away from the life of many Venezuelans who've escaped across the border to Colombia or Brazil.
Poor people go through Colombia. They don't have a passport. They don't have. So most of the people that come to Spain are middle class.
There are now about 320,000 Venezuelans in Spain. Around 90,000 live in Madrid. They include some of Venezuela's most powerful opposition figures. When Otero invites me to lunch, the former Venezuelan representative to the UN, Diego Arria, is visiting from New York. He's spearheading efforts to get Venezuela kicked off the UN Human Rights Council. Otero is in daily contact with Venezuelan opposition figures fighting to push Maduro out of office.
Venezuela is a country kidnapped by a bunch of gangsters, of robbers, of narcotraffic. I mean, it's not like a normal dictatorship.
Venezuela's government has bought up almost all the country's major newspapers. Otero refused an offer for El Nacional, which was founded by his grandfather. The government responded by cutting off the supply of newsprint. In December 2018, El Nacional became an online-only publication as the printing presses fell silent for the first time in 75 years. But it hasn't changed Otero's editorial stance.
We publish everything.
He says the authorities don't censor them before publication.
They act after. I mean, you can publish whatever you want, and they will penalize you afterwards.
That means lawsuits, attacks on the premises, and targeting by pro-government gangs. Many of his reporters have fled Venezuela for their lives. Otero still has children in Venezuela. One is an actress, another a businessman.
And the other one is the manager of the newspaper. Has to be there.
Even though Miguel knows his son could at any moment join the hundreds of critics of the regime in jail.
We are worried about everyone in Venezuela. Right now there are 300 political prisoners. A lot of students, I know a lot of them.
Otero knows he too would be thrown in jail the second he lands on Venezuelan soil. He admits no one can predict what will happen in Venezuela. But he's hoping for the day when a popular revolution, or the military, oust Maduro. Until that happens, he flicks through the headlines on his iPad, waiting. For The World, Jennifer Omani, Madrid.